Yeah, no, we got down there six times, which we were pretty excited about. Scored touchdowns on three of them. You know, one of the times it's third and 10 on the 20-yard line, so I know that counts as a red zone deal, but third and 10 on the 20, you come up a yard short. So I see more as we got down there five times. The two times we didn't score, one of them was the most disappointing. We had first and goal at the two. I believe we tried a shovel pass on the first one, missed that. The more disappointing play was the second and goal on the two to get both receivers doubled and to run the ball and still lose 2 yards. That got us into third and four, and then we didn't get it done on third down. So there was one of the series that we were really disappointed about. When you have first and goal at the two, you got to get in.
They fought all throughout and came back. You still got the lead, though. Were you not surprised by that? Were you expecting that, the way the guys battled, even though, there was some adversity for them along the way?
Well, yeah, I think, it was definitely a different game. I think, we knew it would be a challenge going against that defense. I think anytime you have 30 first downs in a game and 14 and a quarter and 28 points and you feel like you run the ball very well and you throw the ball very well, you're pretty excited that you're doing a lot of good things. I think the guys played real well. Now, we didn't get the job done, and that always comes back to turnovers. But even with those turnovers, we felt we were able to overcome them to at least get the lead there at the end. And Barry made a great play, and it was unfortunate that it happened. But I thought the guys played hard. I thought the guys played good. Just made a couple mistakes, and you do that against a team like Kansas City, as they've proven, I think, 18 out of their last 21 games. It's tough to beat, and I think that's why we lost it.
Austin Hooper stepped into that top tight end role with
Tamio. Austin's done a good job. I think he's gotten better each week. He's still going through his rookie mistakes like they all do. But the main thing is I think he's getting better. Austin is a threat in the pass game, and he's got the size to be a good run blocker. And each week I think he gets better in each area. I know his numbers and stuff in the pass game haven't come, but I thought he had one of his better games last week separating. He got open and stuff. The ball didn't come his way, but it's a matter of time before it does, and I think he's improving. And as long as he keeps doing that each week, I think we're going to have a pretty good player.
How about Tololo, sticking him down the field again, getting a big play out of the big fella there?
Yeah, he's been great with those this year. I always mess with him. We got to make sure we keep his average up, so we can't throw him any little passes because all he does is catch explosives. But that was a huge look for us. It was a big third and one in the game, and we got the look we were hoping for. They played it a little bit differently, and he did a great job getting away from the pick on that play and got down the field open and protected the ball well for a big play and gave us an opportunity to have a chance to win the game when we got in there and scored.
Ogletree on tape as a middle linebacker for the Rams.
He does a good job. He's always been a solid player. He's got some really good players up front who keep him free. They play a Tampa 2 scheme a lot where he can play deep and they kind of spill everything to him where he can make a lot of tackles over the top. When they do get into their 8-man fronts, he's a little more up there, a little more physical. But they'll play him soft too and just keep the guys off him with their D-line and stunts and their other two backers.